Yesterday we began a discussion of the laws of Yichud, of the laws surrounding seclusion of men and women who are unrelated to one another. And now I want to discuss with whom or between whom does Yichud apply? So the general rule is that in theory, Yichud applies between anyone for whom relations are prohibited, which would mean that it really leaves only a husband and wife, because husband and wife, a husband and wife for half the month when the husband and wife are permitted to one another. There are other exceptions where Yichud would not apply, despite the fact that relations between the two parties would be prohibited. And that is, namely, clearly, between parents and children, between a mother and a son, and a father and a daughter. This is actually learned from a pasuk in the Torah that discusses family members luring each other to idolatry, and the implication is that they're, you know, that they can do it in secrecy because they're permitted to be secluded with one another. So a father and a daughter may be secluded with one another. A mother and a son may be secluded with one another. And in general, the normative opinion of the poskim is that would apply to any sort of linear relationship. So grandparents and grandchildren, great-grandparents and great-grandchildren, that going down the parental line, Yichud would be permitted. And the reason is, even though they're the relationships between these relatives are very strictly prohibited, the derech hateva, the ways of nature, is that there's no attraction between these types of close relatives. Now, there are terrible cases of abuse within a family, but I think the general makeup of people and the inclinations of people are that there's absolutely no attraction and really no potential for being seduced or lured or stumbling with these types of relatives. So again, parents and children, no prohibition of Yichud. What about a brother and a sister? So also, the assumption is there's really no attraction between a brother and a sister. And Yichud is permitted between a brother and a sister. For example, let's say that a brother is going to a sister's house to stay over, or even we'll see, hopefully in discussions to come, how long is the prohibition of seclusion, how long do you have to be secluded? But it's a pretty short period of time, and a brother and a sister may be secluded together. There is a limitation that's, I think, generally accepted by the poskim when it comes to a brother and a sister, and that is that a brother and a sister should not live together bekvias, should not live together on a permanent basis, which would mean that it wouldn't be considered appropriate for a brother and a sister, to rent an apartment together and to live together on a long-term basis. Now, why would that be? We said that there's no attraction between a brother and a sister. So Moshe Feinstein, in the Tshuva about this, says that it was the case that the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, the men of the Great Assembly, took away a certain Yetzer Hara, temptation, between brothers and sisters. That's why it's entirely foreign to us and not really within our nature. But Rav Moshe distinguishes between parents and children, where just in the creation of the world, there's no attraction between a parent and a child. When it came to brothers and sisters, so there, in theory, was or could be a certain attraction. We see that the early people in the world, according to Chazal, did marry their siblings. Cain and Hevel, there weren't really many options. So, they're all kind of closely related then. And in fact, one of the rabbinic extensions of Yichud, which for all practical purposes is followed, was established after the terrible rape of Amnon of Tamar, of two of David HaMelech's children. They were half-siblings. We also see, again, an example of the dangers of being secluded and the fact that lack of seclusion can prevent terrible cases of abuse. But Amnon and Tamar were siblings, or were half siblings. So again, we see that it's there's maybe something to that. Again, since the time that this was nullified in the world, it's something that's very foreign for us. But the Rosh explains that's why, even though Yichud is permitted, why it's inappropriate for a brother and a sister to live together on a more permanent basis. Now, how long does it have to be? I think the general accepted opinions in the poskim. There's a major opinion that it's 30 days. That's once 30 days passes, then it's already considered more than a visit. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that it's somewhat subjective. That when there is an overstay by either party of what's considered a guest, then it becomes just a feeling of being more permanent. So then that could be a violation of the prohibition of brothers and sisters living together on a more permanent basis. And again, the distinction is, a visit or spending some time alone is permitted, but once it becomes more of a fixed living arrangement, that would be considered inappropriate. I believe I heard from Rabbi Tzvi Sobolovsky of YU that the definition of a more fixed basis could be established even before whatever more objective time passes. That, let's say, a brother and a sister were to sign a lease together. Our parents, they want to save money, so their brother and a sister live together. So then it could even be a problem before many days pass, because they're entering a fixed relationship. So that's the basic parameters of the exceptions to the prohibition of Yichud. Parents and children, brother and a sister, except for living together. And according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, this is not something that's mentioned really in other poskim, but according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, biological aunts and one sister have the same status. Also in the sense that there's not really a normal attraction, but it would still be different than parents and children. So according to Rav Moshe, there is room for leniency with Yichud, at least on a short-term basis, with one's biological aunts, meaning one's father's sister or one's mother's sister. It's important to note that is really the extent of the prohibition, of the permission to be secluded together. So naturally, that would not apply even to other people whom we consider relatives, as well as all of others. So it doesn't apply to in-laws. It doesn't apply to cousins, even first cousins. And that's something to be aware about and to be cautious about.